Hey, Miguel and Holly, how are you doing? So tell me, Miguel, is it getting on the podcast right now? Because I need to know this for sure.
You are right now.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Wait, Jacob, whose birthday is it?
I'm about to tell you whose birthday it is.
Yeah, Miguel, be patient.
Why are you gonna interrupt him?
Oh, sorry. I'll shut my mouth right now.
It's okay, Miguel.
Okay.
It's okay, Miguel. But that's why he's not supposed to know yet, Holly. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miguel and Scotty the Body.
Oh!
Happy birthday to you.
Dang, didn't see that coming. Oh, all right. I'll celebrate. Where's my present?
What? Is it? I'm confused. Is it Scott's birthday?
Well, let's see here. Yours is August 22nd, and his is August 23rd, so I figured I'd get both of you guys in, because...
Uh-oh, nope. Scott's birthday is not August 23rd. When is your birthday?
Oh, when is my birthday, Miguel?
Holly, do you know Scott's birthday?
It's
August
October.
24th?
It is October.
October. It's October 21st, Jacob. Is that right?
Oh, no, that's
man.
Not right.
Oh,
no.
Man,
no.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Wait,
sorry.
When is it?
It's October 18th.
18!
I knew it!
I did not know it!
Miguel, hang on. Holly, buzzer for Miguel.
Oh.
Okay.
Do it, Miguel. Buzzer, do it. Come on.
Oh, the buzzer. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me give you the buzzer. Here you go. Boom. Sorry.
That's you, Miguel.
Wrong.
Sorry. Well, Jacob. Yes, go ahead.
And Holly, guess what, Holly? I had to give this to you, Holly. You are the vice president of Christmas. You better believe that. Coming from me, Holly.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
Holly,
yep.
Why you sound bitter?
I mean, I was the president at one time, but it's no big deal.
Hey, no new reins.
Well, you are the president to me, Holly.
Oh,
no.
Thank you, Jacob.
No,
it's not. But he said to him.
No. Scotty gets the buzzer for that one.
All right, Jacob, help us intro the podcast. What podcast are you listening to right now?
You're listening to the Miguel and Holly and Sky of the Body podcast on Hot 101.5 Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Yay!
Your life has changed.
We want to be there for you.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are unscripted, uncouth, and still very mature. Now, daily.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Corncast Edition from Hot 101.5.
Made hot by Corona Beer.
Thank you again to our sponsors that are keeping the lights on.
For real.
That are helping our special show that we're doing on the radio this Saturday.
Yes.
I can't remember the last time I was actually in a studio on a weekend, like live on the radio.
It was a few years. We had to do it. Well, we did it for Pulse, the nightclub shooting. But I feel like we did some other thing on a weekend, but it was years ago.
Yeah, we used to have a countdown show on Hot 101.5. Do you remember listening to that, Scott, when you were in college?
Oh, no.
Did you even know who we were then?
No. You got to remember, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, I didn't really know of the pop music world until I stepped into this building.
Yeah.
I'm a country fan.
Yeah.
And now I'm a pop and country fan.
You're a pop princess now?
I don't know if I'm a pop princess. I'm like a pop prince.
Mm-hmm.
Save that.
All right.
Well, that's cool. Well, welcome to the podcast.
That's cool.
I literally just, as we press record on the podcast, all of my energy just left.
Yeah, what happened?
We've been working since 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, there's that.
Because I feel like every day I've done a good job of like trying to keep my energy up and like keep the energy in the room up. And then today, as I press record, like I just feel like my eyes are about to close.
This hour is the toughest.
It is. Yeah. As we go into the... So we record this a little bit after 11:30. And this is after we've done our on-air portion of the show because we're going till noon now. And then some days we dip out a little early so we can make sure we do the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of open mics.
Oh,
the intro's still going.
That was nice. I was like, all right.
Holly, how do you leave an open mic if you want?
Okay, so you go download the Hot 101.5 app, which if you already have it, open it. And then down at the bottom, there's like a little button that says open mic. And you click on that. And then you can leave like a little voice memo for us. I think it's like 15 seconds max. Mm-hmm. So you just leave a little voice memo and we get it. And then we can play it on the podcast. So that's how you do it.
Like this one from George.
Oh, hi, George.
Hi, I'm George. I work at the Florida Department of Health in Pinellas County. And I admire the nurses who are brave enough to do the testing on the public for the coronavirus. I couldn't make it through the day without Miguel, Holly, Scotty, Chase, and then Serrano. Thank you guys very much.
Man, he's shouting out everybody.
Look at that. Shout out, George.
Thank you, George. We appreciate that. Then we have another one.
Platypus. Okay. Hello, my name's Michelle. Just wanted to say, hey, Miguel, hey, Holly, hey, Scotty. Hey. And thanks for the shout out last Friday night. I'm the rum chata and fireball girl. Mm. All right, have a good day. Love you guys. Mwah.
That was awesome. Nice. So she joined us for our M&H fam happy hour.
Yeah.
And we were asking what everyone was drinking, and she said rum chata?
Rum chata.
Rum chata with fireball shots. And we were like, ooh.
That's hardcore. Oh, God.
Tasty.
I feel like when you say rum chata, don't you have to say rum chata?
Rum chata.
Rum chata. So we like to let you in on some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that happens on a radio station. Because it's, like, so ridiculous, but then it's, like, not funny on the air just because there's no time to really, like, delve into it. So on the little open mic feature, when you go to the Hot 101.5 app, I get notifications every time someone leaves an open mic.
Do you really?
I do. And so that's because, remember when we did the Halloween campaign to save Halloween, where anytime you saw any sort of Christmas decorations before the end of October, then we would have you report. And
I'm
then,
sorry. Remember when that was like something we cared about?
Right.
I feel like that is so far down the list of like things that I care about in this moment.
Like that is.
I don't give an F if you want to celebrate whatever. Like just do it.
Yeah. That was pre. The world crawling to its knees right now because of, I got an email to do my International Diamond Center commercial. Thank you. So I get emails all the time for open mics and I'll open them on the weekends and I'll be like, ooh, it's going to be a message from a Miguel and Holly fan member,
yeah.
Or maybe it's somebody shouting out a graduate for our special graduation show.
See, that's what we're looking for, too.
Right, right. No.
Graduate shouts out.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's more like this right here.
Oh.
Ravioli, 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 ravioli.
Watch out for Boom Boom. The Mad Lab will chase after you, swinging.
Ooh.
What in the hell is that?
So
that's like a 9-year-old.
Yeah. Those are the kind of open mics that we get that I then have to like wade through. And it usually happens, and you can always
it's
tell.
Exhausting.
Oh, I know. Because you go through, and it's a process to listen to these. So sort of like this one. Hold on. It's downloading.
Almond cheese. Almond cheese. Almond cheese. Almond cheese.
So the ravioli and the ham and cheese person are the same person, right?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that I deal with when my email goes off and I'm
what?
like,
why did I just lose all my patience and like all my goodwill and all of my altruistic tendencies? I just want to shut down the open mic.
It all be great.
No, Holly. Wait.
Oh, there's more.
No, wait, hold on. Let me see.
I mean, I know that every kid goes through this phase. I did. Like, we all did.
I'm
we were all annoying as hell at some point.
Wait, I'm not sure what this one is. This might be an
ravioli.
Oh, that's the same. Right, okay, no. Sorry. I thought it was a different. Actually, left ravioli twice.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Maybe this is something different. But this is what I go through on the weekends when my email goes off.
Thank God it's you.
Ravioli.
They okay. left. They left two.
But
anyway,
yeah, like honestly, if this was me, I would just shut down open mics. So thank God, like I don't have patience for that. I don't. I really want to, but I got my own kid to deal with, and
now,
I'm like, no, I can't deal with
it. Now. And maybe that's why they have it routed to my email address because they're like, Holly would just shut the Hot 101.5 app down.
I would just shut it down.
Maybe this is a good one.
I want to hear "Coffee for Your Head" by Powfu.
Okay, there we go. All a request. Right. That's legitimate.
That's legit.
This also, our that email goes to Serrano, so I'm sure he probably was able to fulfill your request.
Yes, absolutely.
So leave. So we say all that to say, please download the open mic feature and leave a shout out to a graduate for the class of 2020. So on our special show that we do on Saturday, you can listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Now we need to do a check-in with roommate Dylan.
Oh.
Because remember, he's doing that big...
The Big Brother game.
Yes.
But in the everyone's house. Like
Zoom
they have to,
edition.
Like kick people off the tribunal or whatever. I don't know.
Well, there was some drama with Q Daddy. Remember he told us a couple of podcasts ago that the person that organized it was Q Daddy.
Q Daddy. I can't believe there was drama with a person named Q Daddy.
No, couldn't ever imagine that.
That seems crazy.
And there was actually a few of you in the Miguel and Holly fam that reached out and was like, are y'all going to do another check-in with Dylan? Is he voted out? Dylan's been getting ruthless.
Ooh, people's true personas come out.
Hello.
Hello, roommate Dylan.
Well, hi, Miguel. How's it going?
Good. You're on the podcast with myself, Holly, and Scott. We need to know about the drama. What is happening with
drama.
This? Now, have y'all given this game show, this Big Brother / Survivor game on Zoom a name yet?
It is called Quarantined.
Quarantined.
Ooh. I like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to create a theme song for it or something. So what's the latest? Well, first off, how many people started on this?
We started with 16 people, and we are down to 10, and I
Whoa.
Made it, baby.
Woo! You
wow.
made it! Dang.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now, what was the latest drama?
Ooh, so I think I pulled a dirty move.
What?
So we just had an elimination a couple of days ago, and it's just, there were 11 of us, and we had to vote in the majority, and... The creator of the game, his name is Devon. He wanted to vote out my
best friend. Wait, hold on. But you don't call him Devon. You call him Q Daddy.
Well, there's Q Daddy's the host, and then Devon and Q Daddy are the two who created the game together.
Oh, so
there's
the plot thickens.
One person in the game, one person hosting.
Wait. So, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Holly.
One of the creators is playing the game?
That's correct.
That
yes.
seems like cheating.
A little bit unfair.
Or is that why he got voted out?
Yeah, so I voted him out.
Oh, dang. Yeah, no, that's right.
That's a smart-ass move. That's what I would have done. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So did you gather a campaign against him with the other housemates?
Yeah, we rallied 7 people against the creator of the game, and we voted him out, and he was not happy about it.
Oh!
That you just playing the game. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Wow!
I don't know why exactly. I'm so turned up about this.
This is insane on this edition of Quarantine.
Ooh!
Now, who started the rebellion to vote out the creator of Quarantine?
I think it was me.
Dylan! You sneaky bee!
Wow! How did you do it?
Well, he wanted to vote out my friend Rachel. I came into it only knowing one person, and her name is Rachel. And it was either Rachel got voted out or he got voted out. And I decided I didn't want my friend getting voted out, and everyone else agreed. So I cut his throat.
If you ever watch Big Brother, like Miguel and I used to, you know that these are the kind of like backdoor, like Hail Mary, 11th hour manipulations that can happen when like the people kind of take power from the few because they're like, wait a minute, unless we band together right now, we're going to get screwed in the end because of XYZ. Mm-hmm. You did that. I'm so proud of you.
Wow.
Wow.
Now,
thank you.
How does that work? Because traditionally on a Big Brother, a Survivor, you're all living in a space, but you can go off into the hot tub or the pool or into a room or with Survivor underneath a bush. And you can sort of plot and scheme, but how do you plot and scheme when you're all sitting on this big Zoom call?
Well, it's a little bit different, but almost the same in a way. We usually have 24 hours to scramble. So although the Zoom call is over, it's a free-for-all with people starting group texts with certain people, creating alliances here and there, making final two deals all around. So, you know, in a way, I'm always on. Like, some of these people stay up late into the night, wake up early in the morning to talk. So I got to be on my game 24/7.
Okay.
I'm so freaking excited. It is a lot. Yeah.
Wow. Now, how does that work? Have you formed an alliance with any of the other members?
So I'm in an alliance of seven of people who voted out the creator of the game.
Oh.
But I already see a crack forming. I think one of them is coming for me, so I got to come for him before he comes for me.
Listen, I was about to say you better watch your back, because if people know that you have enough power to get out the creator, they're like, yeah, I'll be with you until we no longer need you. And True. They're going to treat you just like you treated the creator. So you know who the weak link is?
Yeah, and he just won the head of household competition yesterday, so I'm in danger.
Oh, shoot!
Okay, so does it work like he then puts up two people, and then they battle it out, and then you have to have like a power of veto type challenge to win immunity from the eviction?
That's correct. Now we move into the more Big Brother phase of the game.
Okay, so
this guy won HOH, head of household, and today we're playing the veto competition.
Do you know what the challenge is, or have they given you hints?
I have no idea what to expect.
Okay, so what happens? Okay, so the veto competition is today, and then after that, like maybe tomorrow or something, he'll put two people up?
He puts two people up today. We play the veto competition where one of us can veto those nominations. And then tomorrow someone gets voted out. Mm. So I'm already starting another campaign to save my butt because it is not looking good.
Do you think he is going to put you up for sure?
I have a gut feeling, but I'm also being a little paranoid.
But see, that's what happens in the game. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
I see why people go crazy playing this game.
Well, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do our job right now and do that game, because I feel like that takes up so much mental space, because you have to read into every text, every look when y'all are on the actual Zoom calls. Have you all created a name for your alliance?
We did, actually. We used the 100 emoji, so we called ourselves the 100.
Oh, I love it. The 100. Wow.
100.
Now, have you all decided on what the top prize, if there will be a prize for the winner? Because, I mean, y'all are putting in a lot of work.
We get bragging rights of being the winner of the first quarantined game. But there's no real prize.
Damn.
Man, that's some BS right there.
I wonder if they're going to be able to have like a Big Brother this summer. I mean, I guess if they quarantine the cast like 2 weeks before.
Yeah, that's what they
to make
to
sure they don't, they're not, you know, sick with
anyone
with COVID.
They'd have to quarantine them separately, though.
Right, in like a hotel room for 2 weeks to make sure, and then see if everybody's well enough to go into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say, I feel like you could literally use this as like a launching pad to get on Big Brother this summer or next summer.
Yeah, because if you get through far on this one, then they know that you're a good game player.
I've been recording the meetings, so I might use it for my audition tape. Who knows?
Oh, my God. We would totally have watch parties if Dylan ever made it on Big Brother. Like, what? I would die.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have a final two deal or a final six deal with anyone yet, or is that still in the works?
I have final two deals with a lot of people. I'm playing kind of dirty here.
Oh!
But you have to, though, I feel like. Right?
I mean, I have a real final two deal in my head, but I've got some other fake final two deals.
Now, have you, like, did you know that you were going to be this ruthless going into it, or is sort of like you discovered a new part of your personality?
I didn't think I would be this ruthless. Like, I'm a nice person, I swear. Like, mm-hmm. I care for people. You know, I mean, well, generally. But yeah. When I'm fighting for my life, I will play dirty.
Wow. Well, this is so awesome. Well, can we check in with you next week to figure out how it happened and if the person that you think might be putting you up that's in your alliance did? Can we check in with you next week?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right, Dylan. Good luck. Oh, and check your email. I sent you an email about Chateau Oprah.
Oh, okay. I'll check. Well, thanks for checking in.
All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Oh, that's crazy.
I feel like that would, if I was like, you know, in my 20s, single, not doing anything else besides just work. Like, mm-hmm. I would have loved to have done something like that.
Wow.
You know, just no kids or anything.
I don't know if I could. I feel like you need to be full time doing that. Yes. Like, I don't know how Dylan is getting his work done, because I mean, I've seen him at home and he'll be like, wait, hold on. I got to go FaceTime with my alliance. And I'm like, what? This is like serious.
Right. The fact that there's no money on the line, I'm a little sad, actually.
Yeah, after all that work.
I feel like I want to just give like $5 to be like,
yeah,
can y'all just have at least one prize? Like, I feel like there needs to be something on the line.
Like, everyone should have at least put $5 into a pot.
Yeah, so that person can actually win.
Yeah, because, and that's the thing, I think it would work okay with people whose jobs you don't have to be at a computer, just for blocks at a time. Like, he works for a local college, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think mm-hmm. that for a job like his, and I'm speculating, but I had a really good friend that was in a similar position at a college. Like, you can kind of get your work done when you need to get it done.
Right.
Like, you can take breaks if you need to. I mean, at a moment's notice.
Right, right. You don't have to be in a conference call all the time where your face is shown.
Right, right. As long as you're getting it done, you probably have some free time to go talk to your alliance. That is insane. I love it.
I can't wait.
One of my favorite parts of, you know, this whole pandemic.
Oh, I love it. Also, with the pandemic, yesterday I was going to Target in St. Pete, and I go to the Gateway Target, and as I was leaving, and I totally didn't realize that they're opening up, obviously, other stores, but the TJ Maxx was open.
Oh, I saw people on Instagram posting about that.
Girl, I forgot to bring this up on the show today. They were packed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was like, because I saw it open. I was like, oh, I've been wanting to like adult up my towels because we have like a mishmash of towels that brought. I have some that like my family bought me like 7 years ago. And it's like, all right, we need like some real adult towels. But I want a deal. Like, I don't want to just buy like, you know, $8 for one towel. I want like a bundle. And I was like, oh, maybe I can go finally get some towels. And then there was like a line.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, why are you standing in line for TJ Maxx?
People want to be Maxinistas, Miguel.
Well, apparently so. I mean, they were Maxinistan and out yesterday.
If they're anything like how the reason that I went to Tuesday morning on Saturday, it's because they probably just wanted something to do.
Yeah, bored.
Valid.
And first of all, the only reason I ventured out at all was because I thought that Home Goods would be open. And I really wanted to get, one thing at Home Goods for the house. Well, then my mom caught wind that I was going.
Oh.
And she's like, can I go? And I was like, oh, God. So we worked it out. I'm like, yes, you wear this N95 mask and you put it on. I don't like it. Just put it on. So we go. And Home Goods was closed Saturday, but Tuesday morning was open, which is right next door in St. Pete. And so I just was like, I can't believe that I am doing this right now. Like, I'm at a damn store.
Yeah.
But here we are, and I'm like one of the more careful ones. I think people wanted to get out of the house and just, like we talked about on the show this morning, 72% of us are saying that impulse buying or just purchasing things, retail therapy, is a mood booster.
I bought a new coffee table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Like, we were planning, like, it was on our list, and I was like, well, maybe in the fall we'll buy one. I was like, well, why not?
You're in your house a lot. You might as well look at a nice one.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it.
I think a lot of home fixer-upper places are big right now because I got, like, some planters, like pots for some holly that I have growing outside my house. I got like a decorative bunch of palm looking things for this little vase on the inside. I got new mats on the outside of my house.
Boom!
Like, it's fancy out there.
Listen, if hopefully we are somewhat in a better position, I feel like everybody's going to be fighting to host holiday parties this year because everybody's cleaned their house. They've like redecorated, they've rearranged, and they're like ready to entertain and have people over their house.
To show it off.
Absolutely, because we're spending so much time in there. I mean, but that's, I feel like what's, I'm trying to think of another word instead of interesting, because someone also, now everybody's on the bandwagon of, let's point out all the words that Miguel says a lot.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, damn it.
You say it, you don't say interesting that much.
Oh, no. One Miguel and Holly fan member said that I want to play our quarantine game. Anytime Miguel says that's interesting or that's fascinating.
Oh, fascinating, I know.
You should take a drink. And I'm like, damn it. So now that's why sometimes, especially on the podcast, you're going to hear me pause as I'm trying to search through my vocabulary
you're
to think of another word.
You're screwing up people's drinking games, Miguel.
I'm not trying to get you drunk, girl. Well, maybe on a Friday night.
You know what we should do is we should make a Miguel bingo with just phrases, like free space in the middle, and then, you know, navigating these waters at the end of the day. That's fascinating.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
That's crazy.
Stuff like that.
I'm going to have, yes, let's do that. Miguel drinking bingo game.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Well, you know, you said, you know what else is interesting? In the, I guess we were talking about people buying stuff.
Yeah. How we all are reacting differently now that things are open. Because last week I was like, well, I'm not going out to eat. I'm not getting my hair cut.
What'd you do?
I went to the Avenue this weekend to eat, and I went and got my hair cut yesterday.
Yeah.
But I, in my mind, saying it last week while things were closed, you're thinking one thing. But then when you see the precautions that they're taking,
yeah,
I feel a little safer. And then I feel like I've just been broken down to the point of my thought is, well, how long do we wait to do stuff? Because we're not going to get a vaccine in 6 months.
Well, the whole point of the lockdown was to flatten the curve,
right,
which we did.
Right.
It was never meant to eradicate the virus.
Yeah.
So you still have people that are kind of judgy.
Well, yeah.
So.
Well, wait. Who's judgy on what? Because the judging is happening on both sides.
Yeah, well, that is true. I mean, just on both sides. Like, if you don't go somewhere or go out and reenter society, they're like, well, why are you being scared? The curve has been flattened. We need to get money into restaurant servers or to restaurants, the service industry, to retail. And then you have the people that are like, well, you're choosing money over lives, and you're just willy-nilly going out there.
Mm-hmm, and you're making it worse for everybody else.
So who's right? What are you supposed to do?
And why does this become political yet again? But it does. And it's like you're either on one side or you're not. I hate that it's that way. But I think that a little bit of both. Again, you most people are probably in the middle. Like we had that whole conversation about politics.
Right.
Where it's like I kind of put myself in the middle. I mean, I have an elderly mom who lives with me. Mm-hmm. So obviously I really need to be safe. But you just saw that our asses went to Tuesday morning this weekend. But it wasn't as though we went willy-nilly. Like, I made sure that we had masks. We have those, like, antibacterial hand wipes and hand sanitizer. And, you know, we're doing what we think is best for us. And I'm not the only person that I legit was judging was the man who freaking sneezed all over the merchandise at Tuesday morning not wearing a mask and didn't even bother to cover his mouth. I was like, sir, we are in a pandemic. If you could not get your mouth droplets all over everything, that'd be cool. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to judge you for that, period.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not even making a move to, like, tucking it in your elbow or anything. And so please believe I glared him down. No. I just don't think the people that are judging others for wanting to go out and the people that are judging others for wanting to stay in, stop it.
Right.
Because you're not in their minds, you know? Maybe you need to go out for your mental health. Maybe you need to stay in for your mental health. Mm-hmm. You don't get to judge what someone else's mental health recovery looks like. Mm. So stop judging on that aspect. What you need to focus on is shut your damn mouth when you sneeze. or whatever you need to do.
I mean, true. You need to focus on that too.
And you know, not stockpiling anything anymore. And just, I think it's just showing others some common courtesy. Like, when did it be okay to start calling, to start saying that people were cowering in their homes because they're snowflakes?
Like, it's a choice. Let people just make their choices.
Yeah. And also, you don't need to go and tell people that, like Miguel, that went out and got his haircut this week, that you clearly don't care and you're probably part of the upper class that just want people to die. Like, everybody just take a seat with that kind of thinking.
Can I tell you, too, since I got my haircut, I feel amazing. But then when he turned me around and I could, like, see my face for the first time, I also realized that I put on the quarantine 30. Like, I could see, like, my face was bigger. And then I had him make sure, because my hair had not been cut, so my hair in the back of my neck had grown down. And I was like, can you make sure that the hair stays long to cover up my hot dog neck? Because now it looks like I got an extra hot dog that's grown in the back of my neck.
I always thought that's a good look. I thought, like, people that had a hot dog in their neck, I thought it was like, in my head, I was like, ah, that guy's powerful. He got a hot dog neck.
Really?
In a weird way. That's like a very exaggerated thought, but I would never thought anything bad about, like, I remember I used to have football coaches that had, like, a big old thick neck.
They had a kibasa.
Yeah. I was like, that's a meaty man right there.
You got a meaty neck.
Got a thick old neck.
I like that sausage in your neck. I like that pack of ballpark Franks on your neck.
Are those kosher? I mean, looking good.
No, mine are
turkey dogs. Savory sauce.
Mine are the veggie dogs. What are you talking about?
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Ain't no veggies over there.
No, that's Wait. Meat.
Can you, like, look at the back of my neck? Like, does it look
around,
really bad?
Around.
Hold on.
You ain't got no hot dog.
You don't have any hot dog. You have like a bun.
You got like a celery stick.
There's like there's like one patch. Where do you?
Oh, well, if you bend. No. I got that too if I bend my head back.
Everybody, that's called your head. Like, you don't actually have a hot dog neck.
No, but look, that's because I made him cover it up. Look.
Hey, no, we ain't got no. Ain't no hot dog right there. What are you rubbing, a cracker? No.
No, I don't see anything.
Wait, Scott, why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
He's like, what, are you rubbing a cracker?
He knows about them meaty hot dog necks.
Sometimes accents come out. I didn't get in trouble, but my girlfriend made a comment to me yesterday as we went through a McDonald's drive-thru to try to get, like, a cone. And I guess when, like, I hear someone talking, like, an accent, I will mimic the accent.
Yeah,
mainly with Southern.
Sucks.
Like,
I do that, too, and I really have to watch myself.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no, it's all good. Thank you. And my girlfriend's like, what the hell was that? I'm like, what? I talk like that.
Yeah.
It just pops out. It literally just pops out.
That's how I talk.
I just talk like that. Fine.
That's like my boyfriend. Sometimes he'll go into this weird Southern accent. And I'm like, you're from Buffalo, New York. He'd be like, girl, come on over here. Come on over here, boy. Give us something hot dog.
You're
and I'm
from
like,
Louisiana?
What are you saying? You're from Buffalo, New York.
Listen, when you're like trying to add flavor to your vernacular, there's nothing like throwing in a good accent to really express what you mean, like how your
amen.
Soul feels. Mm. Now, some people might call that cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
I call it saying how my soul feels.
Come on over here, hot dog neck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, we're
done.
I'm
going to have to stop talking like that.
I need to get out of here.
Nah.
My butt hurts.
I'm tired.
Yep.
Ooh, complaining hour.
Yeah, I know. Right? It really is. It's turned into that. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And then Holly on Hot 101.5, you could type that in on Facebook.
Scott.
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. That's all.
Ravioli. Oh, ravioli. God, no. Ravioli. Ravioli.
I hate every bit of that.
Mine is Miguel.
That sounded like the Red Rum kid from Shining.
I was about to
Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat still, TikTok. And you can also find me, Miguel, Radio Miguel, on Facebook. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Ravioli, 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 ravioli.
Leave it over.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, quarantine edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.
Ravioli, ravioli.